Exclusive House Republicans to Declare War on Woke Banking Controls. By Sean Moran on November 19, 2024. Representative French Hill, RR, told Breitbart News in an interview Monday that he wants to scrap the federal government's woke banking controls and unleash American dynamism. Hill spoke to Breitbart News as he is vying to become the next chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. The Bear State conservative currently serves as the vice chairman of the committee and oversees the new subcommittee handling digital assets and financial technology. He said that his experience as a businessman who started a bank, an investment banker, and as the leader of an insurance brokerage company has given him the free market experience to understand how overregulation has stifled economic growth across the country. He has also worked as a Senate Banking Committee staffer and worked at the Treasury Department and the White House. Notably, Hill has led the movement to advance cryptocurrency legislation, which will play a pivotal role in House Republicans' financial services policy in the years to come. Now, with Donald Trump soon to be in the White House and Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate, Hill sees Republicans pursuing an ambitious deregulatory agenda to boost economic growth and unravel the Biden-Harris administration's weaponization of woke culture and targeting of financial services and digital asset companies. This includes: restructure the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Limit the authority of the CFPB. End the targeting and debanking of cryptocurrency companies. I want to increase competition, make community banking great again, and end the regulatory administrative state's dominance of the regulatory system, Hill remarked. Corporations have increasingly ditched woke corporate policies, such as sponsoring LGBTQ+ parades and events and promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. For instance, in early October, Toyota announced it would no longer participate in the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index and other corporate surveys. Toyota is the latest company to abandon partnering with leftist advocacy groups. Toyota is among a handful of companies Starbucks has targeted in recent months for their woke policies. Harley-Davidson Incorporated, Lowe's, and Ford Motor Company said they would curb their DEI efforts, including scaling back programs directed at LGBTQ groups. Ford and farm goods retailer Tractor Supply Company are among companies that pulled out of the HRC rankings. Recent polling has found that Americans are increasingly shunning corporations that have a political bent. A Rasmussen poll found in July that 48% of Americans believe that DEI programs discriminate against white men. And a Gallup survey revealed in August that Americans have become increasingly tired of corporations that weigh in on current events in politics. Hill said that corporations have ditched DEI and other woke policies after 10 years of pressure from congressional Republicans and Trump's campaigns to depoliticize American corporations. The Arkansas lawmaker that the ultimate defeat was Kamala Harris's defeat to Trump, noting that her terrible, terrible campaign tried to divide people up into smaller splinter groups instead of talking about the benefits to the whole country. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.